new planet. A new planet has been discovered. But is that good news? How would you like to pack up and leave the country? Not adventurous enough for you? Well, how about leaving the planet? The idea may not be as ridiculous as you'd imagine. The big news is that a new planet has been discovered. Its name is Gliese 581g. And it's 20 light-years away. The planet is one of six discovered in the Gliese 518 planetary system, and it's located at the perfect distance from the red dwarf star, Gliese 581, which is a type of sun, although much cooler than ours. Scientists are extremely excited. It only took 11 years to find Gliese 518g after the initial discovery of the system, which is a relatively short period in astronomy time. Either we've just been incredibly lucky in this early detection, or we're truly on the threshold of a second age of discovery, said astronomer Stephen Bogt. The planet is referred to as a possible Goldilocks planet. The name comes from the popular children's story, Goldilocks and the Three Bears, in which a little girl, Goldilocks, has to choose between three things and ignores the ones that are either too hot or big or too cold or small, and goes for the ones that are just right. Experts believe the temperature on Gliese 581g could be between minus 37 degrees Celsius and minus 12 degrees Celsius, and atmospheric conditions could permit the existence of water. This could mean that it could be inhabited by humans. However, there are a couple of drawbacks. For a start, the planet doesn't rotate in the same way that Earth does. This means that half the planet is in perpetual darkness, while the other is always light. So if you ever decided to go and live over there, you'd need to work out whether you wanted a great suntan or fantastic nightlife. Secondly, you may also want to consider who your neighbours might be. Bogt has said the possibility of alien life existing on the planet is 100%, although no one's sure exactly what form it'll take. It could be as insignificant as a flea, or as terrifying as a 10-headed, fire-breathing monster. However, even the discovery of a single cell bacteria on Gliese 581g could shake perceptions about the uniqueness of life on Earth, he added. Anyway, if you do fancy a trip to outer space, there's some more good news. Virgin Galactic is planning its first commercial flight into space by early 2012. A great way to get away from it all, if you've got around 144,100 euros to spare. Of course, if you wanted to go to Gliese 581g, you'd need to travel 190 trillion kilometres to get there. But just think of the frequent flyer points.